Call for a lifetime of beautiful skin. Tell them Lisa G sent you. Call 1-800-644-5944.
KSL 24-Hour Newsroom, I'm Dan Jessup. KSL's top local story this hour is the weather. A messy commute to start your work week is likely. KSL meteorologist Jody Salen with a timeline for this winter storm.
The rain showers that start initially will change over to all snow. Now, that snow will come in sometime after midnight. For the valley floors, it could be as late as 4 to 5 o'clock in the morning. That means for those of you in the morning commute tomorrow, I would plan an slow and go commute anywhere from Davis County all the way south, even on into southern Utah.
Be assured, unlike a few more close calls we've had earlier in the season, UDOT's John Gleason says tomorrow's storm is going to be the real thing.
Well, this is really the first big snowstorm of the season, so really the first test for Utah drivers. And we're asking everybody to plan ahead and leave a little bit early tomorrow morning as you're heading out the door and really practice safe driving behaviors.
With this storm, the chance for avalanches. Forecaster Drew Hardesty says before venturing out to the backcountry, do be informed.
The most important thing is, of course, to know before you go to get the forecast. We put out the avalanche advisory every morning by about 7 or 7:15.
You can check conditions at utahavalanchecenter.org. Now be sure and tune in first thing at 5 a.m. for Utah's Morning News with Brian and Amanda tomorrow morning for triple team traffic and emergency weather updates to help you on your way here on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Coming up on KSL News Radio, no dashing through the snow on the way to work tomorrow. If you're wise, we'll check the forecast. KSL News Time, 7:05.
There's something important you need to know about Utah's Morning News. We are Utah's only all-news morning show. It's 5 to 9 on KSL News Radio.
Does holiday shopping in stores increase your risk of identity theft? Yes. Shopping puts personal information out there, and big retailers have been breached. Does shopping online increase risk? Yes, online shopping leaves a trail of personal information behind. Does giving fruitcake as a gift increase risk? No, it's not very original and the fruitcake may never get eaten, but it won't increase risk. Holiday shopping and using Wi-Fi over an eggnog latte at the coffee shop will. That's why LifeLock does more than free credit monitoring services to protect you from identity theft. We have proprietary technology to detect a range of threats. And if you have an identity problem, we have a U.S.-based team of specialists who work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor transactions at every business. But with LifeLock, you can shop till you drop and feel better protected. Even if you do buy the fruitcake again. Right now, enjoy 10% off your membership as our gift to you. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code AWARE.
The Green Tea HP Report, brought to you by Green Tea HP and Dr. Roger Hendricks.
I've been a management consultant for over 30 years, and the most important change I've observed is in the character of the new young worker. Young workers have little interest in working in a traditional business hierarchy. For one, they're obsessed with using mobile devices, and business meetings are just a great big bore for them. Yet, how they work is how work will get done. Management hierarchies will disappear. Work will be conducted through the digital network. The network will rule, and those young workers will be the rulers on that network.
Visit any Green Tea HP location in malls from Logan to St. George and all along the Wasatch Front. And try one of the 36 flavors of Green Tea HP free. For more, visit greenteahp.com.
We have one goal for Triple Team Traffic, to keep you moving and on time. Three times more coverage on KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by your Utah Toyota dealers. And we're all looking okay in northern Utah along the Wasatch Front all the way from Box Elder County down to Utah County into Juab County. So far, a However, that storm will be moving in. No crashes to report, but rain and snow as we head toward midnight. Overnight low 34, snowy and even colder during the day tomorrow. The overnight low tomorrow down to 27, and that snow will continue for a day or two. At Supercuts, details matter. That's why they end every haircut with a refreshing hot towel finish, so you'll leave feeling clean and ready to go. Find a location near you at supercuts.com. Downtown Salt Lake City, it's 41 now at 7:08. I'm Dan Jessup, KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, weather, and Cougar Sports Station.
A special Christmas edition for you and your family. KSL hopes these Christmas stories bring you a special sense of joy, hope, and encouragement at this Christmas holiday. Read Today encourages you and your family to spend time together reading. We invite you to join us every Sunday evening at 7 and read today with KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
This is Grant Nielsen with the Christmas edition of Read Today, short stories for the whole family. You know, one of the things that's so important about reading stories to our children is that it makes us think about how we learn to read and how reading has been so important in our lives. And I think when my parents read stories to me, they had no idea that I would grow up to be a radio announcer, but they just knew that it was going to help me in my education. And so I've really enjoyed reading stories to my kids, and we read stories when they were very, very young, and now they have developed into readers. So the importance of daily reading, it is so crucial, not only to education, but just to the enjoyment of life. And during the holiday time, we like to read Christmas stories and we like to read children's stories, but it's really important to just sit back and remember the times when we read to our kids and hope that they continue that tradition with their families. And you can hear the Read Today program every Sunday night at 7 o'clock on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Here's my morning show co-host, Amanda Dixon.
Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. Editorial page, New York Sun, 1897. We take pleasure in answering thus prominently the communication below, expressing at the same time our great gratification that its faithful author is numbered among the friends of the Sun. I am 8 years old. Some of my little friends say there is no Santa Claus. Papa says, if you see it in the Sun, it's so. Please tell me the truth. Is there a Santa Claus? Virginia O'Hanlon. Virginia, your little friends are wrong. They have been affected by the skepticism of a skeptical age. They do not believe except what they see. They think that nothing can be which is not comprehensible by their little minds. All minds, Virginia, whether they be men's or children's, are little. In this great universe of ours, man is a mere insect, an ant, in his intellect as compared with the boundless world about him, as measured by the intelligence capable of grasping the whole of truth and knowledge. Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. He exists as certainly as love and generosity and devotion exist. And you know that they abound and give to your life in its highest beauty and joy. Alas, how dreary would be the world if there were no Santa Claus. It would be as dreary as if there were no Virginias. There would be no childlike faith then. No poetry, no romance to make tolerable this existence. We should have no enjoyment except in sense and sight. The external light with which childhood fills the world would be extinguished. Not believe in Santa Claus? You might as well not believe in fairies. You might get your papa to hire men to watch in all the chimneys on Christmas Eve to catch Santa Claus. But even if you did not see Santa Claus coming down, what would that prove? Nobody sees Santa Claus, but that is no sign that there is no Santa Claus. The most real things in the world are those that neither children nor men can see. Did you ever see fairies dancing on the lawn? Of course not. But that's no proof that they are not there. Nobody can conceive or imagine all the wonders there are unseen and unseeable in the world. You tear apart the baby's rattle and see what makes the noise inside. But there is a veil covering the unseen world, which not the strongest man, nor even the united strength of all the strongest men that ever lived, could tear apart. Only faith, poetry, love, romance can push aside that curtain and view and picture the supernal beauty and glory beyond. Is it all real? Ah, Virginia, in all this world, there is nothing else real and abiding. No Santa Claus? Thank God he lives and lives forever. 1,000 years from now, Virginia, nay, 10 times 10,000 years from now, he will continue to make glad the heart of childhood. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Ethan Millard steps in now from the Nightside Project.
Santa's Secret Wish. On Christmas Eve, a young boy with light in his eyes looked deep into Santa's, to Santa's surprise, and said as he sat on Santa's broad knee, "I want your secret. Tell it to me." He leaned up and whispered in Santa's good ear, "How do you do it year after year? I want to know how, as you travel about, giving gifts here and there, you never run out. How is it, dear Santa, that in your pack of toys you have plenty for all of the world's girls and boys? Stay so full, never empties as you make your way from rooftop to rooftop, to homes large and small, from nation to nation, reaching them all." And Santa smiled kindly and said to the boy, "Don't ask me hard questions. Don't you want a toy?" But the child shook his head, and Santa could see that he needed the answer. "Now listen to me." He told the small boy with the light in his eyes, "My secret will make you sadder and wise. The truth is that my sack is magic inside. It holds millions of toys for my Christmas Eve ride. But although I do visit each girl and each boy, I don't always leave them a gaily wrapped toy. Some homes are hungry, some homes are sad. Some homes are desperate, some homes are sad. Some homes are broken, and the children there grieve. Those homes I visit, but what should I leave? My sleigh is filled with the happiest stuff, but for homes where despair lives, toys aren't enough. So I tiptoe in, kiss each girl and boy, and I pray with them that they'll be given the joy of the spirit of Christmas, the spirit that lives in the heart of the dear child who gets not but gives. If only God hears me and answers my prayer, when I visit next year, what will I find there? Are homes filled with peace and with giving and love, and boys and girls gifted with light from above? It's a very hard task, my smart little brother, to give toys to some and give prayers to others. But the prayers are the best gifts indeed, for God has a way of meeting each need. That's part of the answer. The rest, my dear youth, is that my sack is magic. And that is the truth. In my sack I carry on Christmas Eve day more love than a Santa could ever give away. The sack never empties of love or of joys, because inside it are prayers and hope, not just toys. The more that I give, the fuller it seems, because giving is my way of fulfilling dreams. And you know something? You've got a sack, too. It's as magic as mine, and it's inside of you. It never gets empty. It's full from the start. It's the center of lights and love. It's your heart. And if on this Christmas you want to help me, don't be so concerned with the gifts neath your tree. Open that sack called your heart and share your joy, your friendship, your wealth, your care. The light in the small boy's eyes was glowing. "Thanks for your secret. I've got to be going." "Wait, little boy," said Santa, "don't go. Will you share? Will you help? Will you use what you know?" And just for a moment, the small boy stood still, touched his heart with his small hand, and whispered, "I will."
The Legends of Christmas. I'm Amy Iverson with The Browser, and this is The Legend of the Christmas Rose. A little shepherd girl from Bethlehem was following the shepherds to the manger. She wanted to give the Christ child a special gift when she arrived, but she was poor and had nothing. Suddenly, an angel appeared and scattered white roses on the path in front of her. Now the girl had a beautiful gift to give. She went to the stable and laid the roses next to the Christ child.
This is producer Zach, and you're listening to the Christmas edition of Read Today on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Between bad weather, bad traffic, and bad shopping, you can find yourself in a real good fix. Those roads are crowded right now. I-15 headed north, the 201 in both directions. Get to work and home on time with KSL's help. Triple team traffic updates every 10 minutes on the nines, mornings and afternoons on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Visit KSLNewsRadio.com to win KSL's big gift giveaway. Win fine jewelry from Sierra West Jewelers, your trusted jeweler in Orem and Sandy. Or win a new sewing machine from Dave's Bernina, the number one Bernina dealer in the country, on Center Street in Provo. Win free massages for a year, courtesy of Massage Envy, where relaxation is in season. Or win a Bryce Canyon getaway, courtesy of Ruby's Inn. Enter KSL's big gift giveaway today at KSLNewsRadio.com.
April Air asks, if your house could talk.
Winter's here. You turn up my heat and dry out my air. I become shocking. My floors crack. I dry out your skin. I make you sick.
Suffering from winter dry air? Get an April Air high-capacity whole home humidifier installed for soothing comfort in every room. April Air, the number one trusted brand for over 50 years.
Contact Same Day Heating and Air Conditioning in Salt Lake City at samedayutah.com.
Time to lose a little weight. I think you could stand to lose about 2,000 pounds. Don't you have an old car nickel and diming you to death? Wouldn't you like to get a little money back on your taxes for donating it to Kidney Cars? It's that time of year again. Time to think about giving your car to Kidney Cars. Cars that save lives right here in Utah. It's so easy to keep your donation local and to benefit Utah kidney patients. It takes less than 2 minutes to donate over the phone or online. Make your car a Kidney Car. It's a great tax deduction. Donate before December 31st for a 2015 deduction. All you have to do is call 1-800-TOW-CARS. That's TOW CARS with a K like kidney. Towing is free, donation is fast, and so many people in Utah benefit when you donate to Kidney Cars of Utah. Visit them and donate at TOWCARS.org. Remember, that's TOW CARS with a K like kidney. Remember to donate before December 31st for a 2015 tax deduction. Go online to TOWCARS.org. That's TOW CARS with a K like kidney.
Business owners and HR professionals, the Affordable Care Act is here, and your business may face penalties of up to $3,000 per full-time employee if you're not in compliance by January 2016. But the ACA is hundreds of pages of complex requirements. The good news is ZipRecruiter HR is here to help. In just one phone call, a ZipRecruiter HR advisor will help you identify your business's ACA obligations for free. ZipRecruiter has helped over 400,000 businesses with their HR needs. Hurry and call ZipRecruiter HR now for a free consultation on how to avoid potential fines and get your business ACA compliant before 2016. Visit ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio today to see how ZipRecruiter HR can help your company potentially avoid huge financial penalties. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. Again, ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio.
I'm Tom Shane, on the air, finding out what guys are getting their ladies for Christmas. Matt, you're next.
Hey, Tom.
Tell us, Matt, what are you getting your wife this year?
A brand new printer.
Well, lucky for you, we've got Rachel on the other line.
Hi, Tom.
Oh, no.
Rachel, Matt's planning on getting you a printer for Christmas.
Matt, I don't want a printer. You want a printer. I want something special.
But I thought
kidding
that
me?
I would like...
Tell him, Tom.
Matt,
it's a printer.
Come to Shane Company for our biggest holiday collection of fine jewelry ever. We call it Toyland.
My kind of toys.
We have natural sapphire pendants and matching earrings starting at $175. The sapphires come in lots of colors, and my favorite is blue. We also design modern diamond pendants and matching earrings in 14-karat gold from $450 to around $1,600.
And Matt, Only Shane Company has them.
Shop our Toyland collection only at Shane Company and Shaneco.com. Now you have a friend in the jewelry business.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from the staff of KSL News Radio and KSL 5. This is the Christmas edition of Read Today on KSL News Radio. In our home, one of our traditions, and it's a commonly shared tradition, is we read out of Luke, you know, the Christmas story, the famous Christmas story out of the Bible. And then we read things like The Night Before Christmas and you know, Christmas classics like that. And then sometimes funny books, like we have a book at home called The Christmas Cows, and it's about how the Christmas cows come and bring gifts and things like that. But the Christmas stories that really mean so much to us, I think, are the Christmas stories that our parents read to us and that have been the tradition, The Night Before Christmas, or Santa Claus is Coming to Town, or Silent Night. These are so important, and they become not only part of our family and part of our culture, but they really, I think, connect us with the Christmas spirit. Afternoon News co-host Maria Chaleos, one of her favorites, Silent Night.
Silent Night. This story begins in the village of Obendorf, nestled high in the Austrian Alps. In the wintertime, the little community was isolated from the rest of the world, completely snowbound. The village priest was not only the religious instructor, but the political and social advisor as well. Father Joseph Moore was loved by all his people. They looked to him for direction and protection. It was a bitter, cold night on the 24th of December, 1918, as Father Joseph sat at his desk preparing his sermon for the midnight mass. This kind priest was thinking on the life of the Savior with a prayer in his heart that he might give a special message to his friends this Christmas. While he was thus contemplating, a tiny knock came to the door. As he opened the door, the crisp, cold night air almost pushed a small boy into his living room. "My son, what are you doing out on a night like this?" "Oh, Father, my mother is very sick. Will you please come and pray for her?" was the shivering reply. Father Joseph put on his heavy coat, and with the little lad wrapped closely beside him, they went out into the cold night. As they followed the snow-covered trail higher into the mountains, the frozen snow crunched under their every step. The sky was clear, and stars were shining so brightly that they looked like celestial gold. Heaven seemed so close to them that they felt they could reach up and take a handful of stars. As they approached the cottage where the boy lived with his parents, the priest heard the painful cry of the mother. He hurried to her and, kneeling at the bedside, gave her a blessing. Moments later, she gave birth to a precious baby boy. After the baby was prepared for and was laid in the beautiful mother's arms, Father Joseph gave each of them a blessing. Then, wishing the family a Merry Christmas and pronouncing God's blessings upon them, he departed. With the birth of the Christ and with the picture of this mother and babe in his mind, he went again into the Christmas night. A spirit of worship filled his soul as he walked down the trail. These words began to ring in his ears. Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright. Round yon virgin, mother and child, holy infant, so tender and mild. He hastened his pace as other words followed. He was almost running as he reached his home, lest he forget the words, and hurried to the village chapel where he met the village organist, Franz Gruber. Franz was crying because the rats had chewed holes in the bellows of the organ. "There will be no music for Mass tonight," he said. Father Joseph seemed not to hear as he handed him the paper and said, "Read these lines and see if you can put them to music." The organist was delighted and said, "We will have the shoemaker's children sing this tonight. Their father will accompany them on his guitar." Franz Gruber worked with haste as the music came to him by inspiration. Then he spent time practicing with Elizabeth 12, Joseph 9, and Christine 5. Later at midnight mass, as the three children began to sing, a heavenly stillness and spirit came over the congregation. The guitar stopped, and the beautiful angelic voices of these little ones continued. The people asked to hear it again and again. Finally, after a long silence, someone exclaimed, "Truly, this is the song of angels." And so it was named the Angel Song. Thus, this beautiful song was introduced to the world first as the Angel Song, but later known as Silent Night. The end.
So how would the KSL Newsroom deal with a breaking Christmas story? Here's producer Brian Martin.
Continuing the current trend of large-scale mergers and acquisitions, it was announced today at a press conference that Christmas and Hanukkah will merge. An industry source said that the deal had been in the works for about 1,300 years. While details were not available at press time, it is believed that the overhead cost of having 12 days of Christmas and 8 days of Hanukkah was becoming prohibitive for both sides. By combining forces, we're told, the world will be able to enjoy consistently high-quality service during the 15 days of Chrismica, as the new holiday is being called. Massive layoffs are expected, with lords a-leaping and maids a-milking being the hardest hit. As part of the conditions of the agreement, the letters on the dreidel, currently in Hebrew, will be replaced by Latin, thus becoming unintelligible to a wider audience. Also, instead of translating to "a great miracle happened there," the message on the dreidel will be the more generic "miraculous stuff happens." In exchange, it is believed that Jews will be allowed to use Santa Claus and his vast merchandising resources for buying and delivering their gifts. One of the sticking points holding up the agreement for at least 300 years was the question of whether Jewish children could leave milk and cookies for Santa even after having eaten meat for dinner. A breakthrough came last year when Oreos were finally declared to be kosher. All sides appeared happy about this. A spokesman for Christmas Inc. declined to say whether a takeover of Kwanzaa might be in the works as well. He merely pointed out that were it not for the independent existence of Kwanzaa, the merger between Christmas and Hanukkah might indeed be seen as an unfair cornering of the holiday market.
Hi, this is Doug Wright, thanking Techniglass for their amazing support of KSL's Quarters for Christmas. Drop off your donation to any of the 21 Utah Techniglass locations.
Hi, it's Amanda, thanking Layton Hills Mall for supporting KSL's Quarters for Christmas. Drop off a donation the next time you're out shopping.
Remember, 100% of your donation goes straight to local kids. So please, give generously to KSL's Quarters for Christmas. And thank you.
It's 7:30 in the KSL 24-hour newsroom. Good evening, I'm Dan Jessup. KSL's top local story this hour, KSL meteorologist Jody Salen predicting a hazardous morning commute. Rain will turn to snow sometime after midnight. Judd Cahoon tells KSL how he's getting his family ready for tomorrow morning.
You take extra time on your commute. You make sure you have lots of hot chocolate, and you bundle your kids up.
UDOT's John Gleason says road crews, well, they're ready.
Leave early tomorrow and really focus on safe driving behaviors. This is an all-hands-on-deck type of storm. We have several of these a year, but this is really the first one this season. And so our crews are geared up. We're ready to go, and we're going to be paving until we see black pavement.
4 to 8 inches forecast in the valley through Tuesday. The storm's going to linger a bit. Join Utah's Morning News for Triple Team Traffic, up-to-the-minute weather information to help you get to work safely tomorrow morning. They're here again 5 until 9 on KSL News Radio. It's not toxic waste and algae bloom or an Irish holiday that Farmington Pond is green today on purpose. Davis County says they put a green dye into the water for testing purposes. The green dye completely harmless to fish, animals, and plant life. Navy beats Army again Saturday, 21-7, and now Navy coach Ken Neal Motta Lolo is on his way to interview for the BYU head coaching job tomorrow. Well, Saturday was a special day as thousands of wreaths were laid on the headstones of veterans throughout the country. The project is called Wreaths Across America, a tradition that began 20 years ago to make sure the military veterans' headstones are decorated during the holiday season. Coming up on KSL News Radio, yep, we have snow on the forecast. We'll check that for you coming up. KSL News Time, 7:32.
Brian Martin here with Utah's Morning News. Check out all the places you can find breaking KSL News. KSL.com, on the KSL app, and of course, in your car at KSL News Radio.
At Spectrum Academy, one teacher stands out in a crowd of already excellent and distinguished teaching professionals. Roger Armijo is this week's KSL Zions Bank Teacher Feature Award winner. Tanya Edvolson nominated Mr. Armijo and is so grateful for his impact on her son.
He's having bad days. He can go to talk to Mr. Armijo and just turn the day around. He just makes him feel important.
I asked Mr. Armijo about his approach to teaching.
Being able to give back to kids what they give me. I become a better person every day because of the time I spend with the kids.
Roger Armijo receives a special recognition award from Zions Bank, an overnight stay at the Anniversary Inn, dinner for two at the Roof Restaurant downtown, two season passes to the Hale Center Theater in West Valley, and at the end of the year, one lucky teacher will win the lease of a new car provided by Burt Brothers Tire and Service.
I want to talk to you for a minute about the all-new, redesigned 2016 Honda Pilot. Of course, you know by now, I drive a 2015 Honda Pilot that I bought from my friends at the Utah Honda dealers. This new Pilot, I like to call it refined. Roomy enough for 8 passengers, safe as it was awarded a 5 safety rating by the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, all the high-tech stuff, that multi-angle rear-view camera. It also has a collision mitigation braking system, basically help bringing the Pilot to a stop. All kinds of tech. You've got to check out the 2016 Honda Pilot.
And I've been driving the new CR-V, which is the smaller SUV from Honda. Seats 5, and my husband and I were driving it the other day. He said, how do you like this? And I thought, are you trying to talk me into buying the CR-V? It is fun to drive. It gets 27 miles per gallon. It's got the Eco Assist and the power tailgate, and it's got the 7-inch touchscreen controls, and everything you like about the Honda is in the smaller SUV, the CR-V.
Whether you're talking about the Accord or the Civic or the brand new HR-V as well, right now it's time to go check out your Utah Honda dealers, because the more you compare, the more you know you want a Honda.
KSL has added more eyes to your commute to break in with problems faster.
A truck on its side, 3 left lanes blocked.
Triple team traffic on KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by your Utah Toyota dealer. So far, pretty good drive along the Wasatch Front. Little slowdown down by Santa Quinn on the I-15. It's not due to weather. There must be a little bit of a slowdown due to a car stalled or something of that nature. We don't have a camera right there in the area. Rain and snow overnight down to 34. Then the snow moves in after midnight, and it's going to get colder down to 27 tomorrow night. Chance of snow into midweek, kind of a lingering storm, 41 now at 7:35. You get the top stories every 30 minutes. Breaking news the second it happens. I'm Dan Jessup, KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from the staff of KSL News Radio and KSL 5. This is Grant Nielsen with the Christmas edition of Read Today, short stories for the whole family. And you can hear this show every Sunday night at 7 p.m. on KSL News Radio. You know, we've learned so much about the value of reading, and we do so many news stories about how students who keep up their reading during the summer break and the Christmas break just do better. And so it's really important that, you know, while you're out there, you know, doing the snowboarding or you're playing with your friends or, you know, you're just doing the things that you like to do when you're not in school, that you just take a little time during the week and make sure that the kids read. Read something, whether it's one of the great Fable Haven stories or whether it's, you know, scriptures or whatever it is, just so that they stay connected and they stay linked with that process, that mental exercise of reading, and if not every day, but regularly.
Hello, I'm Carol Makita from KSL 5, and I'd like to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas and a wonderful New Year. You're listening to Read Today on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Talk show host Doug Wright gives us a spin of 'Twas the Night Before Christmas.
The Night Before Christmas by Clement Clark Moore or Henry Livingston. 'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief, and I in my cap, had just settled down for a long winter's nap, when out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from the bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters, and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below, when what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer, with a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As dry leaves that before the winter hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle mount to the sky, so up to the housetop the coursers they flew, with the sleigh full of toys, and St. Nicholas too. And then, in a twinkling, I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur, from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard of his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work, and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk, and laying his finger aside of his nose, and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew, like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, ere he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night."
I'm Nadine Wimmer from KSL 5, and from all of us at Deseret Media, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. You're listening to the Christmas edition of Read Today on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
The Legend of Tinsel. A good woman and her children decorated a tree on Christmas Eve. That night, spiders spun their webs over the branches. To reward the woman for her goodness, the Christ child blessed the tree by turning the webs into shining silver.
I'm KSL News Radio's Ricky Meese. For Hanukkah alone, Father lighted candles for me like a torch the Shamash shone, in whose honor, for whose glory, for Hanukkah alone. Teacher bought a big top for me, solid lead, the finest known. in whose honor, for whose glory, for Hanukkah alone. Mother made a pancake for me, hot and sweet and sugar-strewn, in whose honor, for whose glory, for Hanukkah alone. Uncle had a present for me, an old penny for my own, for whose honor, for whose glory, for Hanukkah alone. Blessed is the match consumed in kindling flame. Blessed is the flame that burns in the secret fastness of the heart.
Afternoon News co-host Scott Seeger.
Baby's First Christmas, a Christmas poem by Alice E. Chase. You have to hold him up to see the angel on the Christmas tree. And even though he's still too small to know the meaning of it all, you watch his eyes reflect the glow of colored lights that come and go, and feel him quiver with delight at every new and wondrous sight. There's Santa with his jolly face beaming from the fireplace, and from the stocking hanging there peeks a cuddly teddy bear. Bright ornaments and candy canes, musical toys and wooden trains. There's just no end to the delights spread out before him this night of night. He points and grins from ear to ear, and then he yawns, his bedtime's near. Dad gives him a kiss, and you tuck him away to rest up for the fun of his first Christmas day.
Hi, I'm Andy Farnsworth from the KSL Traffic Center. Merry Christmas! And remember, every Sunday at 7 p.m., you can listen to Read Today on KSL. Funny short stories, poems, tongue twisters, and American folklore read by the talk stars of KSL News Radio and the personalities of KSL 5. Reading is so important for preschool and elementary age children. We want to see reading scores in the state of Utah skyrocket. Kids, be sure to register for weekly prizes related to your daily reading times. You can log your minutes and register at ReadToday on KSL.com. And remember to gather the family on Sunday nights at 7 for Read Today on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
What an amazing finish.
He fumbled it, and the Cougars pick it up, and touchdown!
Broncos' last game and the return of the rivalry. BYU, Utah. Pick your team and then hear everything you want to know right here. Live reports from Las Vegas, interviews, pregame coverage next Saturday starting at 9. And, of course, kickoff at 1:30 on Utah's legacy home for the Cougars. KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
I'm Paul George of the Indiana Pacers. When I was six, I had one thing on my mind. When I was six, my days were spent playing basketball every chance I could. When I was six, my dream was to make it to the NBA. When I was six, my mom had a stroke. So I want you to learn the signs of a stroke fast. F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. S, speech difficulty. T, time to call 911. Because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. I'm Paul George. Protect the ones you love. Spot a stroke F-A-S-T. Fast. Life is why. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
So, you like trucks, do you? Better get down to Utah County's Truck Hub, Ken Garf Chevrolet at American Fork, where all month long you can get $10,000 off select models. We're talking shiny new trucks before you turn them in to the hard-charging, payload-tugging, mud-splattered beast we all know and love. Get one today and get it into its natural habitat, the dirt. Of course, they clean up real nice, too. And now at Ken Garf Chevrolet and American Fork, you'll find the largest selection of Silverado HD trucks and Tahoes in the state, which makes today a perfect day to have your pick of the best models with the best features and get year-end pricing before they're gone, because you know they will be. Hey, time is running out, so don't wait. Come get your hands and your mud flaps dirty. Make tracks to Utah County's Truck Hub, Ken Garf Chevrolet and American Fork off exit 276. Online at KenGarfChevrolet.com. Find new roads. We are Ken Garf. We hear you.
The holidays can be a joyous occasion, but for families with adolescent children who are dealing with extreme behavioral or mental health challenges, they can be full of dread and worry.
He's been expelled from two schools. Sometimes he locks himself in his room all day. I don't even recognize my son anymore. I don't know what else to do to reach him.
Sometimes parents need more than advice. They need a change of environment for their children. The Keystone Family Support Home is for those times. Here, each child's treatment program is individualized based on goals agreed to by the family, child, and staff. Keystone Family Support addresses all environments in the child's life. Nestled in the foothills of the Wasatch Range, the Keystone Family Support Home is exclusively for four children aged 12 to 17. So the care is very individualized for the children and the parents, because both are an important part of relationship healing. Start the healing today. Call the Keystone Family Home at 801-645-6451. That's 801-645-6451.
Hey, it's your floor pro in the know, tackling this common design dilemma: how to give your floors a facelift while keeping an eye on your budget. Easy. Go to Floor & Decor, your one-stop shop for top-quality in-stock flooring at rock-bottom prices that'll put a smile on your face. Over a million square feet of wood, travertine, porcelain, ceramic, laminate. Want more? Yeah, they got that too. Then just add Floor & Decor's free design services and boom, design dilemma solved. You have to see it to believe it. Visit Floor & Decor or flooranddecor.com.
It's 6:42 p.m. Time for Steve Plato and his son Dylan to do the dishes. They talk about everything from the yuckiness of girls to the awesomeness of his soccer team. Sometimes they don't talk at all. Then,
hey!
The dreaded splash fight. It's dad o'clock, and it's the best time of the day. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This is Grant Nielsen with the Christmas edition of Read Today, short stories for the whole family. And you can hear this show every Sunday night at 7 p.m. Here's KSL News Radio's Cheryl Worsley.
Dinah's New Year present. Dinah is one of the most good-natured children who ever lived, but she is very, very lazy. There is nothing she likes or used to like so much as to curl up in some warm corner in the sun and do nothing. Dinah's mother wished very much that her child should learn to read, but the lady who tried to teach her soon gave it up. "It is no use," she said. "Dinah will not learn. She is not a stupid child, but she is too lazy for anything." It happened soon after this that a young man from Massachusetts came to the house where Dinah lived. He brought with him something no one else in the neighborhood had ever seen before, a pair of roller skates. When Dinah saw the young man rapidly going up and down the piazza on his skates, she was so astonished she hardly knew what to think. She ran after him like a cat, her black eyes shining as they had never shone before. One day, the young man allowed her to try on the skates. The child was too happy for words. Of course, she fell down and sprawled out on the floor, but she did not mind at all. "Look here, Dinah," said the young man. "I understand that my aunt has been trying to teach you to read." Dinah answered that she certainly had. "Why didn't you learn?" asked the young man. "You need not trouble to answer," said he. "It was just because you were too lazy. Now, if on the 1st of January you can read, I'll tell you what I will do. I will send you as good a pair of roller skates as I can buy in Boston." How Dinah's eyes snapped. For a moment, she said nothing, then exclaimed decidedly, "I'll have those skates for sure." And she did. When she bent her mind on her work, she could always do it well, no matter what it was. The lady who had before found her such a difficult child to teach now had no trouble. If Dinah showed the least sign of her former laziness, the word skates was enough to make her bend her mind on her lesson instantly. On New Year morning, she received a box marked in printed letters, "Miss Dinah Morris, care of Mrs. Lawrence Delaney, New Orleans, Louisiana. If she can read what is on the outside of this box, she can have what is inside." And as Dinah read every word plainly and quickly, of course she had for her very own
the fine roller skates the box held. And now, sitting curled up in the sun doing nothing is not the thing that she likes to do best. The end.
This is Jed Bowl from KSL 5 News. From all of us here at Deseret Media, have a happy holiday.
From the browser, here's co-host Jay McFarland.
'Twas the night before Christmas, a Christmas poem by Pastor Jim Kammerer. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and as I looked around my tent, I couldn't believe all the money I'd spent. For trains and dolls, for trinkets and toys, some for the girls and some for the boys. I looked around once more to be sure things were just right. The kids were all in bed for the night. I set up the track for the train I bought Ted. The train went round twice, and the battery went dead. I put on my cap, my gloves, and my coat. I went to Ames and over to Zaire. You guessed it, my friend. No batteries there. As I left the store, a thought came to me. I had one in the remote of the color TV. Well, I placed that remote in my wife's favorite chair. I was ready for Christmas with hours to spare. When came out my wife and punched that remote and said to me, the TV's broke. So on with the coat, the gloves, and the cap, out in the cold, about ready to snap. I went to Kmart and stood in that line from 8:35 till a quarter past nine. As I came to the checkout, my heart leaped with glee. There was that one loathsome battery just waiting for me. When from my behind I seen this hand slip and grab that battery with a real tight grip. I wheeled around and what did I see? This giant of a man glaring down at me. Well, I remembered an ad I had seen on TV. Buy a Big Mac, get your batteries free. So I bought me a burger I didn't want. They were out of batteries. So on with the hunt. I finally found one at Service Star, paid for my purchase and made for my car. When I entered the door of my humble shack, my wife said, "What's this battery for I found in a sack?" I was out there in the press, the push and the greed, to buy me a battery I didn't even need. At last I relaxed in my easy chair, when this still small voice came out of somewhere. "You're ready for Christmas with toys, tinsel, and tree. You've got it all together, but what about me?" I fell on my knees and cried, "God, what have I done? I got caught up in the madness and neglected your son. The best gift of all you've given for free, your son, Jesus Christ, for sinners like me. You sent him to suffer the shame and the loss, to shed his life's blood for me on the cross. Well, friend, I'll never forget, ere I rest neath the sod, the greatest of gifts, if given by God."
Hi, I'm Amanda Dixon. It's been such a pleasure to spend this hour with my co-host, Grant Nielsen, who closes our show now with the traditional Christmas story, Luke 4 through 14. Merry Christmas.
"And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was, that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe, wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly host, praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
You've been listening to Read Today on KSL News Radio. Don't forget, read every day and log your minutes on KSL.com. Until next week, this is Read Today on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
We've got another offer, sir.
Give it here, private. New Volkswagens just match it. Plus, give them lifetime. Yes, lifetime coverage and a $200 Visa card.
Sir, yes, sir.
At Strong, Strong Volkswagen of Salt Lake City. Bring us the best Volkswagen offer you can find. We'll match it. Get you 100% lifetime coverage and a $200 Visa card when you buy any new Volkswagen. Plus, credit amnesty. Bring home $350 a week and get up to $30,000 in credit, even with a 550 credit score. And all Strong vehicles come with a 100% lifetime coverage on engine and transmission. It's good anywhere in the USA and Canada.
Strong Volkswagen will match any offer on any new Volkswagen.
Plus lifetime coverage and a $200 Visa card.
Only at Strong. Strong Volkswagen of Salt Lake City.
1070 South Main Street in the heart of Salt Lake City.
StrongVW.com. Call 800-NEW-CARS. That's 800-NEW-CARS.
Customer must present official signed competitive offer. Price match on exact in-stock models only. To qualified buyers, $200 Visa for registered Edmunds customers with vehicle purchase. See store for details.
My name is Tom.
My name is Cindy.
We give to and volunteer with United Way at our community free health clinic.
We know our time and money are going to the right places.
We don't just wear the shirt.
We live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Let's go inside the mind of a 10-year-old.
I should have worn those earrings today. I like those earrings. Gabby has those awesome earrings. I need to ask her where she got those, but that's just what she would want me to do. I'll have Michaela ask her for me.
Buckle up, Sarah.
Yeah, but then Michaela will be like, why don't you just ask her yourself? That's just like Michaela.
Sarah, buckle up.
Michaela's such a great name. I wish I was called Michaela. There's like a dozen Sarahs in my class.
Hey, we're not hitting the road until you buckle up, honey.
Oh yeah, seatbelt. I forget sometimes because my brain is like busy, you know? I wonder if there's pizza at school today.
Sometimes it can be tough to get through to your kids, but it's not impossible. Always make sure they're wearing their seatbelts, even on short drives. Remember, you have the keys, you have the power. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
Fastest source for breaking news. Streaming live on your phone with iHeartRadio. Tune in and the app for KSL. KSL FM Midvale. KSL Salt Lake City. KSL News Radio.